So it is a funny topic, you know, this emotion or this happiness thing. But I kind of want to break it to you. We're all human. And it has to be said, though, because at least for me, when I was certainly going through law school and becoming a young lawyer, and then, you know, later on in my career, it's like, well, I don't care about being happy. I got a job to do. And a lot of us get into that rut, if you will. In the paper, which I do hope that you take just a few minutes to read, I try to make it as entertaining as I could. I call this the sad lawyer model, where we get pulled in from law school and we get financial constraints put on us, or that we put on ourselves, you know, the house, the car, the kids, and all of that stuff. And then as a young lawyer, we're working however many crazy hours a week. And then, you know, once you become a partner, you got to go out and get clients. And there's all this pressure and all stress. And it's kind of like, well, have we ever stopped for just a second and taken a step back and said, well, why am I doing all of this? And unless you figure that out, unless you take those steps along the way, it's kind of hard to figure out where you're going. And in looking back, if you didn't know where you were going, it's pretty hard to find happiness there. Aside from just the pure happiness and finding a reason to do all this stuff, though, again, this is as much about letting you hit those goals that you have in your life so that you can look back and say, all right, well, whatever that was for me, maybe it was time away from the office, maybe it was a family, maybe it's the clients that you have, whatever that goal is, I hit that. But what has happened, and I think this is not news to any of you, and I put all the statistics in the paper, but you know, our industry, as everybody knows, I think, is rife with drug and alcohol abuse, depression, suicide. And it's kind of that sad lawyer model, what I call that. People get stuck in this rut and they forget that you have a choice. Every single day, you have a choice as to what you're doing with your clients and your career and all of that. And I also want to state that part of the reason that I wrote this paper, became a yoga teacher, started Yogis on the Go, is that I had this epiphany circa 2009. And I was going kind of down a bad path. I was on vacation with my family. I worked the whole time. And I realized that things weren't quite clicking. And everything that I thought that I was supposed to do wasn't making me happy. And so I read a bunch of books and took a bunch of action. And over the next year to 2 years, I started working less and focusing just on things that made me happy. And it was amazing because I, on pure faith and probably luck, but in taking some of the actions that I suggest here today, by the end of 2 years, and this was in the middle of a really bad real estate market as well, which was my industry, I worked less and I billed more and I had more clients and I made more money. So it's just funny. And unfortunately, it's not a linear kind of situation. It's not like you do this and you know that the input is going to direct with the output. But if you simply take your energy and you focus it on the things that are ultimately worthwhile, it's funny how those goals and things start to matter. And then we get to this year and we get to COVID 2020, just as everybody thinks, you know, can't get any worse than 2019. We were wrong. And COVID hits. And, I know that I, for one, threw everything that I'm talking about today out the window because it was crisis mode. And so you had to take care of family. You had to take care of clients. You had to take care of, you know, your financial obligations. And everything went out the window. And I know that some of my clients, because they're working from home, they were working all hours of the night. Other clients were going to bed early, but they were getting up at like 4 and 5 in the morning. And I was sitting here pivoting and kind of dancing with all of my clients. And after 2 or 3 months of this, I was just very distraught. I was like, what is going on? I realized that, well, everything that I talked about in this paper was not happening. But you know, there are times that you do kind of have to let some of this go. Life does happen. Our careers do happen. But one of the other key takeaways from this is that you do have to reassess along the way. once you put your plan of action into motion, setting up self-care for whatever that means for you, you got to reassess, and you do have to put boundaries maybe that have gone by the wayside back in place. So what is self-care itself? As I mentioned, you know, before, it's a different definition for everybody. And ultimately it's whatever makes you happy. And it's funny because again, this is this emotional side of things, and we're all lawyers, and but the deal is that it really is. It's whatever your definition of self-care is. So for some people, that's drinking their morning coffee. That they sit down, they take a breath, they read the news as opposed to the paper, which we don't do anymore. And it's their moment to just kind of get back to themselves. Some people have to take a more stringent outlook of meditation or yoga or running, but self-care is where we make it. It's different for every person, depends on your goals, but what it does take is belief. So for instance, I could go out and I could do an hour's worth of yoga, or I could run for 60 minutes or whatever your thing is.